this and they play for one time, you gotta be creative.
Chef Dustin Allen is tossing what he calls a screaming hot pan full of white fish. He's preparing the second of a three-course meal for about 30 people.
And this is a little tenderloin we cut off the Asian carp. We're going to saute them and we're going to pair it with a potato meat vichy soie. Just a real thinned out soup. We're going to serve warm with some wild sauteed mushrooms that's been basted with a little bit of European butter.
It's the first time he's prepared Asian carp. The fish arrived about 90 minutes before the dinner was to be prepared, and it still needed deboned. Regardless, Allen says, not a problem.
Everything we get is labor intensive, so for us, this is just another day. I mean, we buy whole fish, and I mean, so we're used to flaying. We buy whole pork, whole lamb. We do all our own fabrication programs. So for us, this fits into what our mold already is. Now it's figuring out how to utilize it the best.
That's why the Flying Fish Festival Committee asked Chef Allen if he would prepare the demonstration meal. The committee is the working group of public and private professionals from Peoria, East Peoria, and Pekin that came together to put on the July festival. It aims to grow the area economy using the plentiful fish that have invaded the Illinois River. Allen says that's why he wanted to do the dinner. But when it came down to removing the bones and harvesting the edible fish, Allen says, he wasn't able to get a 4-ounce piece after trying every way he knew how to fillet. He says they quickly made curry carp patties and then smoked some of the fish for the third course. With that, Allen says, he now understands why the bones are so difficult to remove.
Once we were able to get the meat pulled away clearly from the bone, we were able to see the actual bone structure, in a true form. And it's got points everywhere. It's got little hooks on it. No wonder you can't pull it out from the fat.
Chef Allen says beyond that, the fish tastes phenomenal. News reporter Roseanne Aragon is tasting the smoked Asian carp crostini.
So what'd you think?
It tastes good together. You know, you can't just have one piece. You have to have it all together in one nice bite.
You think it's the combination of the flavors?
I think the combination of the flavors works perfectly, and they complement each other. When you have a little too much of one, you know, it's not as balanced, but definitely together it tastes really good.
So you would eat it again? You would order it maybe?
I think so.
But then there's the question of whether the fish might be more palatable by another name. Some have called it rebranding. Chef Allen says that's not necessary for this dinner.
We wanted to wrap our arms around it is what it is. It's Asian carp. Let's figure out how to use it. It's here. With the philosophy of our restaurant, I mean, we use all local products every day. So is this a fish that we like from a standpoint of the environment? Absolutely not. But it's here. Let's figure out a way to use it. And that's what tonight is about.
Asian carp as a protein food source is showing potential. Outwitting the best ways of removing the bones and handling it for freshness are areas that might still need refining. But in the way of using Asian carp to create more jobs and grow the economy, the demonstration dinner might be a small-scale perfect example. John Hammond is Peoria County's Rural Economic Development Director. He says a local off-duty policeman caught the fish in the morning, sold them to Dixon's in East Peoria, and Dixon's sold them to Edge Restaurant, where the three-course meal was prepared about 12 hours later. It cost $50 per person, and that, in turn, employs Edge staff and maintains a vibrant restaurant in the community. Hammond says there are also two local men who've set up a very small processing plant in Spring Bay, and they sell their product to grocery stores in Chicago's Chinatown.
We're next trying to land a bigger processing plant, and we have a local group of investors who are on top of this. They've talked to a lot of different people with a lot of different ideas, and they're in the process of actually locating a piece of property to locate a plant as we speak.
Hammond says the investors could make an announcement later this fall and begin construction as soon as next year. As for whether Chef Dustin Allen will occasionally place Asian carp on his menu that changes daily.
We're definitely looking forward to some feedback and see what people think. I mean, that we truly design our menu based on guest reactions. So we will see what the reaction is.
Chef Allen says the group of people who ate at the three-course Asian carp demonstration meal offer valuable perspectives because they all have different agendas for the fish. But the common denominator of those at the Asian Carp Dinner is likely the drive to see usefulness and economic growth come from the invasive species that's choking off other aquatic life in the Illinois River. I'm Tanya Coates.